Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Yeah, I was hired while I was still at Open Door at Promise Keepers, and I led around the country about six times a year for a couple of years, and really moved by the idea of these men coming together. And there were seven promises of Promise Keeper, and one was to pursue racial reconciliation and unity in the body of Christ. And that really resonated with me because I've never been a denominational guy. That's always bothered me, the denominational thing. I'm a good Lutheran, I'm a good Baptist, whatever it might be. And so we were doing these once a month events called celebration services, and I remember looking out over the gym that was full of people, about 1,400 people packed in there, and people starting to come from different churches. And my first thought was, I need to get a bigger room for us to do these services in. And I literally felt like I heard God as much as I've ever heard him speak to me before say, you need to think bigger than this, and not more grandiose, but more bigger than this one congregation. And so I felt like God was calling us to take the platform we had and the ability we had and use it to try to build bridges between Christians of different races and denominations, and to be an advocate for other people, use the kind of position of power we have to be an advocate and try to build community in a better way. And so that in August of 1996, I left my position at Open Door and started our first Heart of the City worship celebration. Mm.
I'll tell you, Andy Crouch asks a great question. He says, who flourishes because I have power? And we all need to ask that because we all have power. Who flourishes because we do? Because right. There's responsibility. Did you want to add another thought?
Well, you know, I was going to say that in that transition, we were moving out of a solid position with a community that we'd known for so long. And it was a very, you know, when you leave a church and begin a new parachurch ministry, there's a loneliness that is so deep. And all of a sudden, we're not part of kind of the inside workings of this church that was so vital to our lives. And we did feel very, you know, we were visiting a lot of churches of different races and with our little kids. And we felt very lonely and very displaced and very homeless for a very long time. That was a super painful season of our lives as we tried to get feet underneath this brand new ministry. And it was during that time that two really key songs came that were sort of this bottom line. We found ourselves asking this question, who are we apart from this place? You know, what are we about? And realizing we're still exactly who we were before. We still have the exact same passions for the exact same thing. We're still after the heart of Christ. And so there are things that haven't changed. And this song right here, right now, is kind of one of those songs that every verse, every word says kind of our heart cry at that time. What is it that we're really about?
You know,
it's like
gather,
you're putting a flag in the
yeah, and as we gather as a church, why are we meeting? You know, what are we here for? Yeah. What do we want?
Perfect. Let's listen in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come right in.
As we join our hearts together, right here, right now, as we seek your holy touch, let your Spirit come upon us, let the mighty river flow. We are here because we need you, and we want so much to grow.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.